Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
The reason why these men keep threatening you about being single and dying alone and you're a cat lady is because you being single and child free is the greatest threat, especially to this modern day man. Don't fall for his nonsense talking about you gonna be a cat lady. Say thank you.
What's your age?
Mine, 38.
43.
And how long you been together?
5 months. 5 months.
Now,
I feel like 5 years, though.
This is sad.
I'm gonna get you real soon.
She's 38, and I believe he's 43. And he talking about it's been 5 months, but it feel like 5 years. That's what the bitch supposed to say, man. Come on, don't tell me you on cloud nine and you just so in love. You know, you head over heels. Talking about it feel like 5 years. Look at this slore. Look at her. Do you see that tattoo down by her crotch area? Fucking tits out, belly out. This isn't girlfriend material. This isn't wife material. This is a sucker who never got bitches in high school.
And what's wrong with that?
And the first bitch with a nice body and some light skin, he just, oh my gosh. I'm in love, man. It feel like 5 years. I'm so connected to her, man. No, you like that fucking body. And that curly hair and the nice skin. This is sad, man. A lot of men really don't have no fucking character about themselves, especially when it comes to a biatch.
What does that mean? What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means.
He too old for this, man. 43, you supposed to have some game about yourself, bruh. You don't walk down the street with this. You fuck this on a Friday and Saturday night and keep it moving. I can't believe dudes are comfortable wifing up blatant hoes. Just blatant hoes who clearly have been with 30 other men.
You don't know that.
It was like 10 years, but yeah.
But being that you're 38 and you're 42, is this relationship leading towards marriage or is it just for the long haul?
I would answer, I hope it is because, yeah, I do love him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm proposing to her soon.
Shit.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
At this point, I feel like maybe they trolling. That's the vibe I'm getting. For his sake, I hope this is just a prostitute that he picked up and they're just having fun going along with this.
When it comes on to proposal, is it about the man and when he's ready or is it about the woman?
No, it's about her. It's about how I feel for her. So I'm proposing her. This is my love of my life for her. She changed my life.
Yeah.
She changed my life, literally.
Really, nigga?
The first advice is, you dumbass nigga, you shouldn't have tried to wife the bitch, man.
But what do you think is going to make this relationship different than the ones y'all have experienced for the past 4 decades?
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
What makes it different for me, she's a beautiful woman, not first and foremost, as you can see. Like, the way she loved me is way different than any other woman ever loved me. It's not about money, and I'm very successful. I'm a seven-figure entrepreneur.
Some people expect they free ride through life, cruising by on good looks and luck. Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
I'm very successful. I'm a seven-figure entrepreneur. First off, that's a little cringe to just say that out loud. It's a little too on the nose. I mean, I don't know if that's relevant to the conversation. He said it's all about her because she's a very beautiful woman. When you grow up as a man, and I'm talking about really become a grown man, a bitch being beautiful is nothing. A bitch having a banging body is nothing. If we're talking about relationships, I mean, you being beautiful and having a banging body is cool for the night. But far as me valuing you as a human, no, I don't give a fuck if you got a banging body and you pretty. I don't got shit to do with your character. You couldn't just be with a bitch because she beautiful and got big tits. I just couldn't. My soul wouldn't let me do it. My brain wouldn't let me do it.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Let's run that part back and keep paying attention to her face as he talking. Like, I don't know what this motherfucker talking about.
Any other woman ever loved me. It's not about money. And I'm very successful. I'm a seven-figure entrepreneur. So it ain't about money. It's not about...
Did you see that look she gave when he said, it ain't about the money, even though I'm a seven-figure entrepreneur? And she was like, shit, nigga. It's about the money.
About luxury is not about none of that. She loved me for me.
So being that you're the breadwinner as a man, does that mean that you pay for everything in this relationship?
I pay for everything. It ain't no 50-50.
Sometimes I pay for stuff. I pay for a meal now and then.
She may pay for something.
He pays for everything. I think he should. He's my husband.
See, this is one of them dudes that take great pride in being able to just buy a bitch. And he takes great pride in paying for shit. His manhood is based on, I could pay for everything. It's sad, man. It's sad. If I blew up and became big as Mr. Beast.
That is not going to happen.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I said this before. Even though we always say, you know, men don't care about a woman's money. If I became a multimillionaire, I would only date a bitch who makes six figures or more. I need a bitch to take me to fancy restaurants, too. I want a Louis Vuitton book bag, too. You know, I need a bitch who got something going on for herself. I need a woman who got some shit to lose. I need a woman who is worried about her reputation out here in this world. She's not trying to fuck up her LinkedIn page or whatever you want to call it. She got colleagues that she got to impress or something. So she ain't just going to do anything, say anything, be out all in public, scratching my car, doing shit like that. She got an image to uphold because she's doing something for real out in this world.
Why is that emphasis put on you as a man, even if she's making a lot of money herself?
Listen, it's not all about me. I'm saying I'm in a better position. So I'm going to pay for the majority of the things. If she had it, she'd do the same thing.
Illusion is making people think they saw something that they didn't.
That leads to a bad scene. Think twice, because you never know how things will turn out.
If she had it, she'd do the same thing. I mean, so 100%. You know.
Yeah.
So if God forbid you lost everything today, you would come in and step up, or?
Yes, 100%. I'd still be there and pay for everything. Yeah, of course. I love him. I didn't care if he's broke. I would never care. Maybe at first I would have.
It better be coincidence. That's a coinky dink.
Because I wanted to go into a relationship with someone quite successful because I do well myself. But like, no, I don't give a damn if he lost everything. I love him so much, yeah. I hate saying that. It's embarrassing. Sorry.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
If we were dating and a guy slid into your DMs, how would you handle it?
I wouldn't answer. And you know what? This is my case study right here. I was dating a guy, it was very public, and Lil Wayne slid in my DMs and I didn't answer.
Lil Wayne, Lil Tucci, Lollipop, 6'7".
Lick me like a lollipop.
Yep.
What did he even say to you?
He sent me a rose. And then I didn't answer until I broke up with my ex.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible... I think I'm going to have a heart attack and die from that surprise.
Ain't that a funny coinky dink? That she happened to break up with that boyfriend? Now, let's just put it like this. I don't know if she broke up with him so she could message back Lil Wayne. But the fact that Lil Wayne was in her DM definitely played a part in the decision. You know, this motherfucker coughed wrong and she like, I'm tired of this motherfucker coughing. You good? Man, fuck this. I got Lil Wayne in my DM. I'm out. Lose my number, asshole. So I'm not going to say she left him a week later after she got the DM. But whatever reason she left him for, she definitely considered that DM in the decision-making process.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
And then I didn't answer until I broke up with my ex.
Did he hit you back after?
Yeah.
Whoa. So, you're telling me Lil Tunchi, the main man himself, and Gabby Gons
no.
are next up on the scene.
No.
Man, hell no.
You got pumped and dumped, whored and ignored, popped and dropped, slopped and blocked, plucked then ducked, pressed and left, hit and quit, rammed in and abandoned, sprayed and delayed, throated and ghosted.
Yeah, no, not at all. He just blew a load on my face. She's tall as shit. God damn, she's tall. I mean, she's kind of mid, though. Like, I don't know. Come on, Tunchi. She got fucked by Lil Wayne. She knew what it was. I hope she at least got 10,000 for the affair.
We talking about money, man. Now we're talking, yeah.
Oh, no, not at all. He's a friend. But I didn't answer him while I was in a relationship, because if a man slides in my DMs, unless it's if it's a business inquiry, I'll show it to my boyfriend and I'll ask him what his thoughts are.
Why is you lying to me?
Your punk ass don't even need to have an Instagram, a business inquiry. What are you, a model? Oh my goodness. I'm sure her ass cheeks are out on her Instagram page. I'm not even going to play that Instagram game. Oh, look, somebody messaged me, babe, but I'm showing you. See, I'm trustworthy. Nah, I'm good, bitch. Delete it or fuck off. Actually, don't delete it. Because I'm not going to force you to do anything, and I'm not trying to change you. So, I just wouldn't even entertain her to begin with for anything serious. If I see her half naked on Insta. With, you know, contact info in the bio. No, thank you.
I would never answer a man in my DMs that has ill intentions without talking to my boyfriend.
But wait, this is Lil Wayne we're talking about. So why wouldn't you give a man who is that successful a response?
Well, it was a conversation I had with my ex and he didn't want me to respond. And also, he just sent me a rose. It wasn't an inquiry of any sort, so it just didn't seem proper for me to answer that.
Are you sure?
You're a liar. You told some of the biggest lies that I've ever heard of in my whole life.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.